Election 2011 coverage on Manx Radio, brought to you by PDMS.
This morning, Douglas West in a few minutes, but first we concentrate on Douglas East, or East Douglas, whichever way you want it. Standing there is a school teacher, Geraldine O'Neill, 53, married with a daughter. Born in East Douglas,
yes,
I believe,
that's
yes.
Correct, yes.
Grandparents ran a boarding house, speaks French fluently, teaches at St Ninian's, also speaks Turkish as well. She has Turkish connections. Good morning to
Good
you.
Good morning, John.
You put, well, I suppose understandably, education at the top of your list, of your to-do list. Why? Is it going wrong?
No, it's not going wrong, but I think we need sustained investment in education. We have
We're getting it, aren't we? We've got a new secondary school.
We have, but we have had cuts in education in the last number of years, and I think we need to make sure that we ring-fence education now and that we don't cut education to the extent that our young people will suffer in the future.
Well, you're at the front line. Where have the cuts been?
Well, the cuts have been in teaching staff and on replacement of staff, and my worries would be that we won't have teachers with the abilities and skills in the future if we don't protect our frontline teaching. Our young people are our future. If we don't educate them, then they're not going to have the qualifications that they need to compete in the marketplace in the future.
But at all costs? I mean, well, something's going to have to give, obviously.
Something has to give, but I think we have to look at overall expenditure and we have to look at where we can make savings elsewhere. If we have proper analysis of department spending from the top, I think we can protect education. If we look across the world in developing economies, education and health are the two most important factors for a growing economy.
But is that with the constituents you'll be meeting? You have Douglas East constituents.
Yes.
It's a very varied constituency. We
Absolutely.
Have a lot of immigrant people in there as well from Eastern Europe as
yes.
well. Have you found that?
Yes, I have. And as I work closely with those communities in school, I've got quite a lot of knowledge of these communities, and they also are here obviously as economic immigrants and wish to have the best education that they can to become part of society.
Have
here.
You had to use your languages?
I have had to use languages sometimes, but I have people working who have helped with that as well, and on my website and on my Facebook page I have translated various instructions on the on the voting system and on explaining Tynwald etc. here, because I've found that many people do not understand that process, even people who live in the Isle of Man and speak English fluently.
Well, so you've embraced modern technology. Obviously,
yes,
you think it's important.
Very much so, especially to engage the young voters. As you said, I have a 16-year-old daughter myself, and I've found Facebook to be a fantastic means of communication with young people.
Douglas East has been traditionally a tourism centre. Of course, what is planned is a revamp of the promenade. Should that go ahead at all costs?
I think that should go ahead, because we have to. Douglas East is where you, when you arrive in the Isle of Man, that's what you see first. You see Douglas from Douglas East. We have to attract people to come here as visitors, as tourists, and also to attract business. It has to look good and prosperous, or we will not attract that business that we need.
The island needs the right leadership, you say, to ensure continuous prosperity. Has it had the right leadership? Has Mr. Brown been up to scratch?
Well, as I wasn't part of that government,
But obviously you were an interested onlooker.
Yes, I have an interest as an onlooker. I think what we need in the future is consultative government. I think those who are elected to the House of Keys need to be people with talents and with abilities that will be able to have an input into Isle of Man PLC. And I think we will have to play to our strengths. So we need a leadership that will have a team of Council of Ministers and MHA. HKs really that will be able to come up to that task and perform that task.
You're very much involved in the Archibald Knox Society. You remember,
yes.
In fact, you're wearing a bit of think of Archibald Knox there. Is that
I am? Yes.
Yeah. Cultural tourism.
Yes.
Do we put enough emphasis on that? Are we getting enough out of it?
No, I don't think so. And currently, at the moment, in the Archibald Knox Society, we are in the process of arranging groups to come from Scotland in cooperation with the Rennie MacIntosh Society.
But is it a money spinner for us?
It will be if we have the proper investment in it. We have to look now. Cultural tourism and the tourism that exists today is specific groups coming for specific interests. They've come here, members of that organisation, and they believe that we have a fantastic asset in this island that we haven't promoted well enough, and we need to promote more.
A specific question here. If you get elected, you'll be asked to vote for a new chief minister. Who's that going to be?
Again, We'll have to see who
is. Well, you know who the candidates are, obviously.
Yes, I do. And I think you have to weigh up the merits of the individuals
and
possibly. I wouldn't like to do that at present, but I would like to say that if I am elected, that I would like to speak to the prospective candidates as Chief Minister to see that they hold some of the ideas that I have. And that's where I would vote.
Thank you very much indeed, Geraldine O'Neill, who's standing in Douglas East. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
You're listening to Manx Radio. It's 8 o'clock.